It is good to see everyone this evening. I am continuing in salvation accounts that we see in the book of Acts is what we have done so far. It's only been one Wednesday, so you probably not have seen the pattern yet, but that's the pattern. And so if you turn over to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 8 is where our focal point comes from. And for those of you who have sat in a class with me before, know that I like chapter headings. Mrs. Garner, Carl Garner's wife, that was a former professor at the Southwest School of Preaching. He was the pulpit minister in Dripping Springs, Texas. His wife, Janice Garner, taught me the chapter headings to the book of Acts when I was fourth grade. And I can still remember half of them. Chapter 8 is one of them. Okay, so if you want, you can write this down. Acts chapter 8, Simon the Great and the eunuch's fate. Okay, in the book of Acts, we read about Simon the Great, who was a sorcerer that was just fooling people, and then he sees the real power of God. He wants it. Okay? He listens to the apostles preach. He listens to Philip. And in verse 12, after Philip's sermon, and after his miraculous acts, it says, "But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done." The real focal point is that men and women were baptized. And what you can pull a lot from that. You can use your brain that God gave you and infer a lot of things and conclude a lot of things, especially if you continue reading and continue studying. One of them is that the gospel is not a sexist thing. Men and women can have salvation. Okay? There was a time where the rights of men and women were drastically different in all history. This did not change the roles of men and women, but this proved that they are equally valuable to God. Okay? So just remember that. That's one thing. If you look in the original language, the word men is a nair, which is not a boy. This is not a lad. This is not a kiddo. This is a man. In fact, 50 times it is translated as a husband. Okay, so someone old enough to be married and lead a household. All right. The word women, if I could read my handwriting, there is a great word for it as well. You'll have to look it up. But my handwriting is awful. I was in a cart bouncing around. It is also a woman, not a child, not a girl, not a lass. This is a woman that is usually married. In fact, it's translated 92 times as wife. Okay? So now we can conclude about ages of accountability, right? We're not going to go baptize our infants, throw them in the water, pull them back out. Okay? So there's another thing we can pull out of this passage. There's another thing right there. In fact, the words are so different compared to men and son. Men, a nair, like I told you, and then lad is padesion or something like that, if I could pronounce it. It's not even close to the other one. There's no way to confuse this, okay? The time that word is used specifically for a lad is in John chapter 6, verse 9, when it talks about the lad brought the loaves and the fish to feed the 5,000, right? Same with a lady or a young lady, a girl. It's kerasion. Okay, not even close to the other word, which you'll have to look up because I can't read my handwriting. Matthew chapter 9, verse 24. Mark chapter 8, or 5, verse 4 uses this and it talks about the girl who was dead. And Jesus said, no, she's not dead. She's sleeping. And he brings her back. Okay? Brings her back. That is a girl. All right? Different from the mama that came crying when Jesus got there. Okay? So, I started researching. I didn't know where to go with this lesson. Okay? Well, in my research, I found some studies that were done. Okay, and this is where I want to really focus in. This is the point I really want to focus in on men and women, okay? In the typical U.S. church, okay, we're just going to use that loosely. There are 61% women and 39% men that attend that church, that congregation. Think about that, okay? On any given Sunday, there are 13 million more adult women than men in America's churches. if you were to look at this Sunday in the church that is being discussed, it's not the Church of Christ, okay? Just church, religious, Christ-seeking kind of congregations. 25% of married women will worship without their husband. Okay? The majority of church employees are women, except for ministers. 70% of boys who are raised in the church will abandon it during their teens and 20s. Many of these boys will never return. Okay? Churches overseas, the gender gap's even worse. It's 9 women to every 1 male. Okay? So, I have a son and a daughter. That's scary. A lot of us have sons and daughters. What is wrong with men? What is wrong with us? It's pride. It's pride. We are big bad men. We are the rulers of the house. Everyone answers to dad. Mama says, wait till your dad gets home. Right? Even the ones that don't respect their husbands say that. Think about that for a second. Okay? Dad. God hates the proud. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5 through 18. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 points out that the pride of life is of the world, not of the Father. It's listed with the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. Here's questions for you, and we're out of time, and I'm sorry. In most instances, who does a son or a boy want to grow up to be? Dad. In most instances, who does a young lady want to grow up to be? Like her mama. Why? Because dad is strong and courageous, and he takes care of me. Why does the young lady want... Y'all don't want to be like each other. Too bad. It's happened. Who does... Those little girls look up to mom. They want to know how to cook. They want to know what she's doing. They want to know everything. Why? Because moms are loving and tender and kind and soft, nurturing. They want to be like mom. They smell good. Think about it. When you hug your mama, you smell her. It's a lot more pleasant than hugging and smelling your dad. Okay? So if most daughters want to look up to their moms and their moms are filling the church pews, guess where they're going to eventually go, hopefully? To the church pews. Mamas drag their kids to church. Dad stays at home. What does that tell the sons? It's not important. It's only a place for moms and daughters. Think about it. I got two examples, good examples that y'all need to read about, need to look it up. You don't know their stories. This is a very instrumental woman that changed her whole family. Found in the book of Acts chapter 16 is both of them. Lydia, this was a businesswoman. She sold purple. Purple was only bought by wealthy, powerful people. So guess who she was in with? Wealthy, powerful people, rulers. She's a businesswoman. People respected her. And yet she heard the apostles preach. She saw their miracles, humbled herself, and then took those men to her household. Why? So that everyone in their household could be saved. I think so many times we remember that in 1 Peter we're told that women, be a good example that your husband may follow you without having to say anything. Well, guess what? I guarantee you Lydia said something. And then she let those men speak. Okay, don't usurp authority over your husband, right? But get someone in there that's going to help. Don't just sit there and be idle, filling a church pew, wishing that your husband was there, right? Philippians chapter, or the Philippian jailer also in Acts chapter 16, 25 through 34. This was a man changing his whole household. Okay? This was what we would call an officer of the law. He was the jailer. When you look at the Andy Griffith show, the jailer was the sheriff, right? Then he had Barney Fife, but whatever. Poor guy. But still, the jailers are the police officers. In our prisons today, they are officers of the law. They have to keep those prisoners from rioting. They have to keep them from doing damage to themselves. They are big men, some of them. You don't think that they're not tough? They're a tough breed. This was a man that humbled himself. He saw the prisoners. He heard them all night and he said, you know what? I'm not tough enough for this. You could have run away. I'm not tough enough. I was going to kill myself. What do I need to do? They told him. He took them to their house. He fed them. He washed their wounds. Their whole family was baptized. So, the last question. Do you want your kids to be better than you or worse than you or the same? A loving parent wants their kids to be better. Let's use the examples of Lydia and the Philippian jailer to make our kids better by introducing them to the gospel, showing them that that is a man's work, that is a woman's work. It's both of their works. It's scary to think, what's going to happen to the leadership in the church when God says men have to be the leaders in the church and there are no men? That's scary. If you're not a Christian today, you can become one. And we urge you to. We urge you that you first hear the word. Okay? Hear how you're lost. Hear that there is a Savior. Believe that. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Repent of your sins. Let that belief change your life entirely. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 even repeats that. Repent. Be baptized. Confess your Lord and Savior. Romans 10, verses 9 through 10 and Matthew chapter 10. Verse 32, and be baptized. We already mentioned it once, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. It's not a literal Acts, and it's not 2:38, but you should be scared of it, and you should know what to do. Okay? Be baptized. And then remain faithful unto death. We see that in Revelation 2, verse 10, when we can read it all through Revelation, where the believers that were dead already were being taken care of. If you're already a Christian, and perhaps your devotion to the church isn't being reflected in your family life, let's fix it. Let's make the devotion stronger so it is reflected in your family life. That's the trick. So that your sons and your daughters know how to act as adults, and they'll remain in these pews, and they'll worship God like He deserves. If there's anything we can do for you, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.